Welcome to Radio Renegade with your host, Christian from Philly. Brought to you by WorldGenerationPodcastNetwork.com and in part by WrestleCorp.com. And now, Radio Renegade.
I thank you for the fucking applause, but tonight's not really a fucking night for a fucking applause, because tonight I've witnessed a murder of professional wrestling, because tonight might possibly have been the worst fucking SmackDown of 2019. But before I get on with it, let me introduce myself. I am Christian from Philly. I am your host. And joining me, as always, is my co-host. He is Minister of Sinister.
Well, hello, hello. How are you doing, Christian from Philly? Not too good, I guess, huh? Mm-hmm. Tell us about this murder. Tell us about this murder that you witnessed tonight.
This was a horrible, horrible fucking show. And it went number one on Twitter trending. And I bet you 10 to 1, which is bullshit, by the way, but I bet you 10 to 1 those people who are trending on Twitter are all WWE employees. Because no way was SmackDown number one trending on motherfucking Twitter. No fucking way. That must be a fucking lie. Or maybe they were trending on number one on Twitter, but maybe because they were fucking awful. I would go with the second option and guess that they were going on trending on Twitter because they were fucking awful. I would go with that option. Because this show fucking sucked, alright? And fuck NXT. I don't give a fuck about NXT no more. I don't give a fuck about this Invasion angle crap for Survivor Series anymore. It's dead in the water already. It's dead on arrival. Because the only four people from NXT that's been invading for these past weeks has been the fucking Undisputed Era, and it's gone fucking boring. Fucking boring. They ruined my fucking idea. They ruined my fucking idea that I gave them years ago. They ruined it. They butchered it. And the worst part is, SmackDown was here on Philadelphia, the city that has wrestling history, and they produced this tonight. Fuck this show. And fuck WWE. I can't wait for this fucking company to go out of business.
Damn, that's pretty brutal. That's pretty fucking brutal. I did not watch it. I did not witness it, so I cannot speak on it either way. I know that I stopped watching it because, you know, it fucking sucked to me the way things were going with WWE. So, you know, I've taken to a liking to TNA. I mean, I'm sorry, to AEW, and yeah, you know, I don't have time for fucking WWE anymore. But I do have time to talk about what we're going to talk about tonight as far as, you know, the segments that we have booked. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. I could talk about your SmackDown, too. I mean, tell us a little bit more about it, though. You were telling me a little bit about it before the show started. Keep going. Tell us what some of the details.
All right. I'll give you great details. I want to go on the fucking website. I want to go on the fucking YouTube channel. Show you the highlights of what happened, what occurred on fucking SmackDown. Where we fucking go. Okay, here we go. They're all uploading. Let's see. Let's fucking see. Okay. Baron Corbin opens the fucking show with fucking Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode for some reason. And they called fucking a guy in a fucking dog costume wearing Roman Reigns' fucking vest, going on his knees and barking like a fucking dog. Fuck that. That's fucking garbage. That was the beginning of the show, by the way. Next was more of this fucking bullshit of Daniel Bryan and Sami Zayn shit. Daniel Bryan turns down the fucking offer. I couldn't give two fucks about this. Heavy Machinery faced fucking jobbers. That's what they're saying about Heavy Machinery, yeah? Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler versus Mustafa Ali and Shorty G. That's Chad Gable, in case you don't know who the fuck that is. That was an awful match. Bray Wyatt turns the fucking Universal Championship from red to blue. So that was a waste of time with a fucking magic trick. Braun Strowman beat down three jobbers, Drew Gulak and the fucking B team. They have nothing for Strowman. What the fuck was the point of drafting Strowman to SmackDown then? Bayley, the NXT Women's Champion, gets her fucking ass kicked again. Because that's all this bitch has been getting since, you know, every week. This invasion just started. Her getting her ass handed to her, and she's the world champion. She's their brand's champion. And she looks like a fucking joke. Because the women from NXT invaded. They had an awful 4-8 women tag match. By the way, NXT, in this 1 week, NXT lost in their first main roster matches. That's fucking horrible. The New Day faced fucking Revival again for a second straight week. And it ends in a fucking DQ because who would you guess for the fucking Undisputed Era, the same four fucks that invades every fucking week, interrupts the match and causes a fucking DQ. Fucking boring dog shit. And then, what a way to end a fucking show. But with Miz TV, with fucking Daniel Bryan in The Miz, Daniel Bryan has been having a fucking identity crisis because even he doesn't know who the fuck he is anymore. Is he the fucking yes man? Is he the fucking environmentalist? He doesn't fucking know anymore. Saying that he's mentally unstable. These are his words. He said he was mentally unstable. And the only person that understands him is Bray Wyatt because he is mentally unstable. Actually, Bray Wyatt is not mentally unstable because the gimmick is he has split personality. Those are two different things, you dumb fuck. But it's official. Daniel Bryan will face The Fiend at Survivor Series for the Universal Championship. And that wraps up that horrific SmackDown. And this was a dumpster fire. This was dumpster fire. And I hate it. This was pure garbage.
Just garbage, huh? Dumpster fire.
This was pure fucking garbage. And I hated every motherfucking single of it. This was garbage.
You know what I'm looking forward to?
What?
Not watching Survivor Series.
Dude, let me explain something to you right now. So you have to watch the Survivor Series.
No.
No, dude, seriously, you have to? Because it's a clusterfuck. You have to watch it because it's a clusterfuck.
Let me tell you, the way you were explaining it, making SmackDown sound really, really bad, by the way, which I don't doubt. But it really makes me want to go back and watch it. I doubt I ever will. And as far as Survivor Series goes, is that this weekend?
No, it's next week.
Next weekend, yeah. You know, everything hinges on what game is on that night.
Well,
football game.
Let me explain what's going to happen at Survivor Series because this is a clusterfuck, right?
I don't even have the WWE Network anymore.
Let me explain the clusterfuck that is the Survivor Series. First of all, yes. Every match, except for the world title matches, world championship matches, are all triple threat matches. Raw versus SmackDown versus NXT. And you know what that means, right? There's obviously a men's team and a women's team, right? Mm-hmm. But get this, Minister. Remember that we usually had two teams against each other, one men's and one women's, five women versus five women, and five men versus five men? Now we have five women versus five women versus five women. And now we have five men versus five men versus fucking five men and a triple threat elimination tag match.
God damn.
That's a clusterfuck right there.
15 motherfuckers at one time?
Yes.
Or, wait, 30? 30?
No, 15.
15 men? Oh, shit. Whatever it is, clusterfuck.
15 men and 15 women in separate matches. Triple threat. Elimination. Clusterfuck. I call it clusterfuck.
Yeah.
Headache.
Yeah.
You have three people. You have AJ Styles versus Roderick Strong versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Now, tell me this. Who the fuck are you supposed to root for here? Because, one, all three people that I just listed are all fucking heels.
Yeah.
They're all fucking heels. So who the fuck is the fan supposed to cheer for? Who the fuck is the fan supposed to cheer for? And then there goes the case for Daniel Bryan versus The Fiend. They're both heels, you idiot. Because I don't even know if Daniel Bryan's a face right now. Even he doesn't know.
So Daniel Bryan is in the middle of a identity crisis. What's going on with The Fiend? He just has different issues.
No, altogether. The Fiend is just The Fiend. There's nothing wrong with The Fiend.
He has different fucking issues. And we'll be talking about... Oh, no, wait a minute. We're not talking about him. We're talking about Braun Strowman tonight.
Fuck Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
Let's start the show. Let's start the show because I'm getting angry just talking about
God. Go.
Yeah.
Go.
Let's do it.
So let's start with missed booking opportunities. And would you know it? It's the thing that I was just talking about right now, Survivor Series, you know?
Yeah.
What a fucking stupid concept, Survivor.
Could it be that it's no coincidence?
Yeah, no, it's not coincidence. It's not coincidence.
It's just a stupid concept.
The virus series is just a stupid concept in itself anyway.
Like, it is. I have never liked that pay-per-view. I'm going to come out and say it right now.
What the fuck do you get out of this? You don't get future championship opportunities after this. You certainly don't get credit for this. So what really is the point of this? Who the fuck cares about brand supremacy? You were all owned by the same company. Who cares? They're all from the same company. Why should we care about brand supremacy?
Yeah, I also don't like the fact that, you know, every single time at this year, at this time of year, every single year at this time of year, it's the same shit because they do this pay-per-view. And it's always, you know, so many guys from this place and so many guys from this place. But it is like you're saying. I mean, it's all the same fucking place to begin with. So why, you know, what the hell? Yeah, I've never have liked this pay-per-view. I've always thought it was bullshit. And the only reason they did it to begin with, it was their answer to that other bullshit that fucking Crockett and them came up with. Starcade or whatever the fuck it was that they were doing in Thanksgiving with the two fucking rings. Because
that was War Games.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it was. Whichever one they were doing in November is the same one because, you know, they did it first. WCW.
Yeah.
They were doing that shit first. And so these guys, you know, this was their answer to it. You know, after of course, after they came up with Hogan and all that shit.
No, I'll go down in a minute. I'm on my show, I'm sorry. That was my mom, Big Mama. She was asking.
Big Mama, something. Big Mama. Shout out to Big Mama.
I'm gonna tell you my feelings towards the Survivor Series. Get ready. Get ready, fans.
Uh oh.
There you go. There you go. That's Survivor Series for you. There you go. That's my feeling towards Survivor Series. Yeah.
There's a small piss this time.
Yeah, small piss because it ain't worth my fucking piss.
They're not even worth your piss. If they were on fire, would you piss on them to put them out?
I would piss like a fucking fountain.
If WWE was on fire, would you piss to put them out?
I would let that motherfucker burn.
You wouldn't even piss on him.
No. But
to put him
let me tell you something. If Survivor Series was fucked, like if another company invaded and fucked them, then Survivor Series would have been better. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like interpromotion Survivor Series. Not this fucking same company bullshit.
Now, don't they supposedly have a deal with some other company, one of the other companies?
No.
Not Chikara, but
no.
One of the companies from out west. No, they never did that.
I don't fucking know. I don't know, and I don't care. They're still garbage, and they will ruin that too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that company is better off not fucking doing anything like that, because you're right. They will get fucking ruined. I forget which company it was, but some company from out west.
I'd rather see SpongeBob, the new SpongeBob movie, over fucking Survivor Series.
New SpongeBob. Wow.
Yeah. I'd rather watch that fucking Sponge than fucking any wrestler in Survivor Series.
Let me see what's going on in WWE. You know, I have no idea what's going on. And WWE, perhaps if I check out some wrestling news.
I'll tell you what's going on.
Wait a minute. I got something. They were showing something on the internet recently about Rusev talking about his part and how he enjoys doing the character that he's doing right now.
Tell me a little bit about his character. What character?
Something about he's a cuck or something.
He's not a fucking character. What character is he talking about? He has no character. All he is just a fucking guy who got cheated by his wife. That's not a fucking character. Fucking generic shit ever. And people hate this fucking storyline. Even fucking Booker T says this storyline fucking sucks.
Really?
On the blurry backstage, even they want this fucking storyline to end.
Who?
WWE backstage, the people. WWE backstage, Samoa Joe, Renee Young,
yeah.
Paige, Booker T, even they want this fucking angle to end.
Now, I read that CM Punk came back. And he was on that backstage.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
Have you seen him?
Yeah, I saw him. Who gives a fuck?
Was he kissing ass? Were they all sucking each other's dicks down? Were they all kissing each other's asses and sucking each other's dicks?
I have fucking no clue. Maybe they do that behind the scenes. But here's the stupid shit that he said. The first thing he says, coming back in WWE, like in 2019, he says, "You think you know everything, but I always change the culture." What the fuck does that mean? What the fuck does that mean?
He's a culture changer.
What? Get the fuck out of here! He's a cultivator. He's a sellout.
Cultivator, maybe.
No, he's just a dirty sellout. That's what he is. He's a sellout.
But so the new title is just basically Blue, huh? Is that what happened tonight?
Yeah, that's it. He just turned to Blue. That's it. No originality, no different design, just a different coat of paint. That's it.
Interesting.
Gotcha. But enough about Survivor Series. Let's move on to the Irish bitch herself. The bitch that gets shoved down your fucking throat. Becky Lynch. The man.
The man. The man.
Oh,
the
man.
Fucking man.
I fucking hate this bitch. I fucking hate her character. And there's a fucking rumor that she might even win the Universal Championship.
No.
Yeah, there's a rumor. And if that happens, I'm done. I'll quit.
No.
I'll real quit.
Would you please?
She wins that fucking title. Because now this is getting a little too much. This is getting fucking absurd now. It's absurd at this point.
I'm telling you, bro, it gets that way. It gets that way, man. I've had several of these instances. Several throughout my life. I've been watching for, 45 years. That's right, 45 years I've been watching this shit. Since I was like 5 years, ever since I can remember. I was a kid, 5 years old. Watching this fucking shit. So yeah, I've had my fucking bouts with it. I know exactly where you're at right now. And you get to that point, man, where it's like, you know what? Fuck this shit. This is too much even for me. And you fucking take a break from it. And you know, you go the other way. Right now, I'm pretty cool. We have this fucking brand new AEW, man, and I'm digging it. So yeah, that's where I'm at right now. That's exactly what I'm
saying. Get some respect.
So, I'm just, you know, glad we're here to talk about it, though. But I hate Becky Lynch. You know, I didn't like her from the get-go, really. And everybody was saying how badass she was because everybody saw her with the four horsewomen and this, and that and stuff. You know, yeah, she can go in the ring and everything. But... And I, you know what? I'll give it to her, though, since she's had a lot more mic time. She has improved. But, you know, still that accent and just the character, the whole the man thing. I've gotten over the accent, actually. But this whole the man fucking thing, I'm just not buying it. I don't like that shit. And she's like a female Stone Cold Steve Austin, and I don't like that shit. So, fuck Becky Lynch. The man. I'm pretty sure she puts on a fucking strap on at the middle of the night, too. Turns fucking Seth Rollins around.
Yeah, Seth Rollins is a fucking bitch boy. And you know what? That's a perfect thing for the next fucking segment. Seth Rollins hate.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. This motherfucker. Seth Rollins hate. This motherfucker doesn't shut his fucking mouth.
You know, I've been wanting to ask you that. Have the people turned on Seth Rollins?
Oh, absolutely, because this motherfucker doesn't learn how to shut his fucking mouth up.
Are you kidding me? If I go to the chats and shit like that, if I go to the there, people are commenting bad on, they're hating on Seth Rollins?
Yes, this motherfucker won't shut his fucking mouth. Every fucking interview he gets, he said the fans are fucking fickle. He doesn't understand wrestling nowadays. He fucking constantly bashes Kenny Omega and AEW, calling them the fucking minor leagues. This motherfucker doesn't shut his fucking mouth up.
Wow.
This guy is a fucking clown. And
you know what he's doing.
And,
he's fucking being the company man. That's exactly what he's fucking doing.
No,
he wants to protect his fucking top spot, dude. He knows he's the top guy.
No. This is far from being a fucking company man at this point, because not even Roman Reigns did this type of shit. All right? Not even Roman did this. No. Now he's just being a prick. No, he's being a prick. He's not being a company man. No, he's just being a prick.
Oh, shit. He's beyond company man.
No,
wow.
He's being a prick at this point.
Wow.
He's being a cunt at this point. And the fact is that he deactivated his Twitter, which is good.
Really?
But he's still talking. Yeah, his Twitter's deactivated. The fucking cocksucker deactivated his Twitter.
Wow.
Which is good, but still, he's still talking shit. And guess what? You know he's getting fucking booed, because in fucking the recorded UK episode of Raw this week, on Raw, they edit out his fucking boos.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
He was getting booed, and they edited out. I don't know why, because the motherfucker has been getting booed every single fucking week. I don't know why you want to edit that out. Maybe
yeah, that's
not,
pretty sad
maybe,
when they do that.
Honestly, if you actually look at Seth Rollins, he's not that good of a wrestler anyway. Because he does the same fucking moves every single fucking week. His promos fucking suck. His character fucking sucks. As a heel, he fucking sucks. As a face, oh, he's fucking shit as a face. He was never good as a baby face. This guy fucking sucks.
So, do you think this started where people turned on him when he started bashing AEW and shit? Because, I mean,
no,
really, if he feels like he's on the top brand, then why is there reason to, you know, bash the newcomer?
No, it started when he became Universal Champion. That's when it started. Because the guy was not a good fucking Universal Champion. This guy was never a world champion caliber guy. He was never it. This guy wasn't a good WWE champion, and he was not a good Universal Champion. It's right there. It's on video proof. The guy sucked. Having him give internal bleeding on Raw, having him get his ribs injured by Brock Lesnar, having him get destroyed by Brock Lesnar, and beat Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam is the most unrealistic bullshit thing I've ever seen. It's not real. It's bullshit. It's fucked up. And people started really hating him after the Hell in a Cell incident.
The Hell in a Cell incident?
Where the
what
Hell in a Cell
there?
Ended by a fucking no contest.
Did they both hit the ground at the same time or some shit?
No. Seth Rollins hits Bray Wyatt with a fucking sledgehammer and it ends in a fucking no contest. How the fuck?
Oh yeah, that's
and
right.
A
oh
no
God.
Contest.
Oh
that's
yeah, that's
retarded.
Fucked up, man. Bastards. Fucking bastards.
Madness.
Fucking retarded. I swear this company's retarded.
That's fucking rolling. Wow.
And then he defends it. He defends the incident. Oh, you know. If Undertaker and Mankind, they could have stopped the match, you know, and the match could have stopped at any time. No, it fucking wouldn't. You fucking idiot. What are you talking about? They continued the match even when Mankind fell out of the cell on that fucking height. You fucking mark. What are you talking about? That means they would have stopped the match because Rikishi fell off the Hell in a Cell into a fucking truck of hay. You fucking idiot.
So, Seth Rollins screwed Seth Rollins.
Yes, exactly.
What the fuck is going on? with WWE.
I'll tell you what's going on with WWE, because now we're going to what the fuck moments.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck is going on?
How about this for what the fuck? Cain Velasquez loses to Lesnar in fucking 3 minutes in the garbage show known as Crown Jewel.
Oh, shit. Fucking.
Wow.
What the fuck?
I thought about this, Christian. I thought about this during, you know, while I was coming up with the show. Obviously, you sent it to me, and I, you know, did what I did to put it out there. So, you know, I got to this point, and I said, Cain Velasquez loses to Lesnar in 3 minutes. And I remember we had talked about it previously a while back when it happened. And, you know, I started thinking about it. And they had to do it because, you know, he doesn't even know how to fucking wrestle. They just strictly used his fucking star power name, you know, to throw him in there against Lesnar to try to get buys. I would be curious to see how many fucking buys they got for that fucking pay-per-view. You know, just because they added Cain Velasquez. Fuck Cain Velasquez and Lesnar. It's not like they're going to be fighting UFC style where they fucking beat each other down or someone can't get up. This is fucking pro wrestling. It's fucking scripted.
So you signed guy up for you signed him for a multi-year. You signed an irrelevant fuck that has been relevant since 2010. And you know that he's going into surgery. Because he was going to surgery, Minister. They knew he was going to surgery. But you still had the match booked. Are you out of your fucking mind? Why the fuck would you book the match anyway if he was going to surgery? Awful. Ends in fucking 3 minutes. He taps like a bitch. So now, when he does come back, how the fuck will he be taken seriously when he tapped out like a bitch? Another 3 minutes. He just looks like a bitch now.
And he's got a 3-year deal?
I guess, yeah.
Oh, my God.
How the fuck is he going to be taken seriously? He tapped out like a bitch in 3 minutes.
That's fucked up, man. Cain fucking Velasquez Lesnar. Yeah.
And then the fucked up thing is, Rey Mysterio was selling an arm injury, and the motherfucker no-sells the arm injury towards the end after the match.
Rey Mysterio, what the fuck was he doing out there?
He was managing Cain Velasquez.
Oh, fuck.
Because in storyline, Cain Velasquez is the godfather of fucking Dominic.
Shit. Here we go. Here we fucking go. They might as well be the fucking Andersons, huh?
Yeah. And
like
then
they fucking created the Anderson. The only fucking real Anderson was fucking Gene Anderson. All the others were phonies.
Yeah. So, Ray, who had an arm injury, no sells the arm injury, and starts whacking Lesnar with a fucking steel chair after the fucking match.
Who? Bray?
Ray.
Oh,
Ray.
Ray.
Ray. Ray. After
yeah.
no selling an arm injury, started whacking Lesnar with a fucking steel chair.
Oh my God.
Fucking shit show. You know what else is a shit show? Fucking
Man,
Braun Strowman.
Fucking little chihuahua.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Braun fucking Strowman.
You know what else is a show? The fall of the monster among men. You mean the pussy among men, right? because he's not a monster no more. He's actually worse than Unmasked Kane at this point. Because he's fucking high-fiving. He's fucking friends with fucking Tyson Fury. Now? He's friends with Tyson Fury. For fuck's sake.
Shit.
And he's having meaningless fucking segments on SmackDown, beating up three fucking nobodies. Remember when this guy was over and he was challenging for fucking titles and he was the most over fucking thing in fucking main roster? Remember when they did the crazy fucking segments? Now that's fucking destroyed. His credibility's fucking destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's just a giant bitch.
Oh, fuck. A giant bitch, bro?
Now he's just a giant bitch. Oh, who's going to get these fucking... Who's going to get these hands? Who's going to get these hands? You can take those hands and shove it up your ass. Shove it up real good up your ass. Nobody wants to have your fucking hand. The only titles you won in your career so far... It's the Raw Tag Team Championships. And those runs were a fucking joke. The first time he won the tag titles was with a fucking child in WrestleMania. And then the second time was with that cocksucker, Seth Rollins.
He won him with a child.
Cool. Who? No, cocksucker.
No, but first he won him with a child, you said. He won the title with a child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nicholas.
Yes, Nicholas.
And Seth Rollins the second time. Who could be arguably another child?
Oh, shit.
Fuck's sakes. You are a fucking rosebud. Don't forget where you came from. You didn't come from the Wyatt family. You came from the rosebuds. You were a fucking rosebud, you fucking loser. You
fucking you were
fucked by the bunny. You were fucked by the bunny. The bunny fucked you. And that's why you became a Wyatt family, because you were too traumatized because the bunny fucked you up the ass.
Oh, man. The watchdog is
awful.
On fire tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Awful. But it doesn't stop there. It doesn't fucking stop there. There's not enough fucking loser in this fucking list. Lars Sullivan. Mr. Anxiety Boy over here.
Mr. who?
Mr. fucking pussy. Mr. Anxiety over here. Little pussy boy over here.
What the fuck?
Guy knew, if he knew he had anxiety, then why the fuck did he chose to be a wrestler in his fucking career then? Huh?
Yeah.
If you have anxiety, why did you choose a career of a wrestler, you dumb, bald-headed twat?
That's what I'm saying, man. These fucking people. Fucking idiots.
Let me tell you something right now. I don't even know if he is going to come back. Because you know what? It's too late for him. What momentum is he going to have when he comes back? He has no momentum.
After all that hype, he did nothing.
All he did was attack R-Truth.
Oh, shit.
And then Matt Hardy and all that shit. And Rey Mysterio and Book and Kurt Angle and all that shit. That's all he did. And then he had a fucking feud with the fucking Lucha House Party.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Holy shit, I hate that crap.
And then he loses by a fucking DQ?
They were clowning on him, too.
By the Lucha House Party? And then he almost injures one of them? He almost injures Lince Dorado by breaking his fucking neck.
Oh, man.
Fucking
unsafe. He broke his neck?
Bastard. Almost broke his neck.
Damn.
You unsaved bastard. You're as bad as that fat whale, Nia Jax, who I hope doesn't come back either.
Oh, karma, bitch.
You injured people and now you get injured. You bitch. It's karma. Karma came and bites you on the ass.
Too bad it fucking sucks right now and I'm not watching because this would be the time to watch. Nia Jax isn't around.
Fuck.
This would be the best time to fucking watch that shit.
Yeah.
Fuck Nia Jax.
Lars Sullivan.
And fuck
Lars
fucking Sullivan too.
That
fucking weirdo.
His finisher fucking
sucks. The fucking back hair and shit.
Well, his finisher, the freak hazard, it's just the fucking short version of the black hole slam. So it's not even original. Fuck Lars Sullivan. Fuck his NXT run too. I never saw this guy as a star. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck him. Fuck the ball-headed motherfucker.
Yeah. Fuck that guy. He wasn't a star. He would have never been a fucking star. He was just going to be a jobber anyway.
Snitsky 2.0. That's what he was.
Oh. Oh, man.
Instead of Snitsky saying, it wasn't my fault, this should be Lars Sullivan's fucking quote. I wasn't good enough.
I wasn't good enough.
Fuck out of here.
Oh shit.
What if now it's time for the mystery mystic of the day? What if scenarios where we take a look at what could have been, what could have happened, but will never happen? Bobby Lashley faked Lesnar at SummerSlam. In case you don't know what I'm talking about, there was a match on Raw to determine who would face Lesnar for the Universal title on SummerSlam between Roman Reigns and Bobby Lashley. Some people wanted Lashley to win, but it didn't happen. Instead, we had Lesnar versus Reigns again. So I'm here to discuss tonight what could have happened if Bobby Lashley beat Roman and he faced Lesnar at SummerSlam. And I'm going to give you the short, sweet answer. It would have been a garbage match. And I'll tell you why. Because all Bobby Lashley was going to do, let's do the same shit that Roman Reigns always does with Lesnar matches. Spear, another spear, and a fucking dominator. And Lesnar kicks out, suplex, another suplex, an F5,
boring.
another F5, and a fifth F5, 1, 2, 3. That would have been the match.
Wow.
And don't be surprised if that would have been the match. Because that would have been the match. Would you?
Yeah, that would have been a match.
But that's all
I mean, that's typical
all Lesnar's
Roman Reigns.
Because that's all Lesnar's matches, to be honest.
I mean, yeah.
Wrestlers. That's all his fucking... What? Hold on. Okay. That's all his fucking matches, to be honest. The opponent hits their fucking finishers early. He kicks out. He hits, like, a few suplexes, one or two F5s, and then he beats the fucking opponent. That's all Brock Lesnar's matches. It's fucking boring.
What's that?
It's all fucking boring, Minister. Isn't that not true?
It is true, and I've never liked Brock Lesnar. I never thought he was fucking special. He was just a manufactured fucking star. Because he was big and because he was, you know, well, then the whole UFC shit, he came back and all that shit. But he was just always in it for the money. He never loved the sport.
Well, what else?
Fuck fucking Lesnar.
There you go. There you go. So... yeah, it would have been a garbage match anyway, so we would have still gotten a terrible match anyway, so who cares?
So did we get saved by not having... Which one would have been better?
neither. Neither, that's the point.
Yeah. They both fucking suck.
What if Braun Strowman won the Universal title? Nothing.
Braun
Strowman. He would be a terrible champion, to be honest. I mean, you seen how he's booked nowadays? What makes you think he'll be booked differently since he'll be world champion? Do you honestly think he'll hold it that long? I say fucking 3 months at best if he won the world title. 3 months at best until they said, "Ah, dude, this guy fucking sucks. Pull the title off of him." And they would. That's fucking Braun Strowman's world title in the nutshell.
Yeah. He might be one of those guys that never gets it.
Which I don't blame him because I don't see him as a world championship champion anyway.
His time passed, man. He could have been the world champion, but his time passed. Mm-hmm. They fucking killed his character.
Yeah. Fucking awful.
They killed him long ago, man.
2017, that's when they killed him.
How did it happen again? Remind us.
When Braun Strowman turned heel and joined with fucking Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that was the worst.
The Three Dogs of War, whatever the fuck they called themselves.
Oh, yeah. That's so catchy. And it was... that was stupid shit, man. Oh, man.
Fucking garbage!
Yeah.
Fucking garbage.
Exactly.
Braun fucking Strowman.
Yeah. Now for the last thing. What if Sting never vacated the title on Thunder? Well, nothing. He would still be the world championship, but I didn't think he should have vacated the fucking belt because he beat fucking Hogan. Even if it was a fucking garbage finish, he still technically beat Hogan.
Set up the scenario again. I was not watching Thunder.
Well, it was after Starrcade with the whole incident with Sting winning the world title. And Sting had to vacate the world title on Thunder.
And why did he have to vacate it?
I don't know. They vacated because of the fucked up finish.
Shit.
Because technically Hogan won because the referee didn't do a fucking fast count like he was supposed to do. The referee fucked up. And now they had to do that mess. And Sting had to vacate his first ever world title win as the Crow Sting. And it was fucked. So I'm going to discuss why he shouldn't have vacated it. Because it was stupid. And they shouldn't have done it on a fucking show like Thunder. They should have at least done it on Nitro. Why the fuck would you wait until fucking Thunder to vacate his fucking title? Garbage.
Bunch of shit. So, you know, what surprises me is that they haven't utilized, I mean, here they have, who did you tell me they have as a fucking manager?
What manager?
Somebody is managing somebody, you told me a little while ago. Who the fuck is managing? You know, they should utilize Sting as a fucking manager.
No, I don't want Sting near any of the WWE. No.
They'll finish fucking him up.
No. He needs to stay away from that toxic place. No. Evil. You must never go there, Simba. You must never go there, Simba. You must never go there. You must never go there, Simba. All this light and this, all the sun that shines all around is my kingdom. And except for that dark place right there, you should never go there, Simba.
This is madness.
That's fucking WWE. That's the dark place. Never go there, Simba. Yeah. All right, but enough's enough. Let's talk about AEW.
Enough is enough.
Enough's enough. We're gonna do the AEW 4-year results. Yeah.
All right.
And let's start off with AEW post. Let's do the Full Gear results first, and then we do the AEW aftermath of Full Gear.
All right. I like that. That sounds good.
First, Britt Baker versus some bitch. I don't know her name. Britt Baker won. So that was good. It wasn't a good match. It was kind of mediocre, but it was still a good match. There you go. Britt Baker won.
Oh. Okay, hold on. Just a second. I'm not prepared for the picks. Just a second.
Take
and
your time.
So Britt Baker won. Okay. I missed that match.
Well, you didn't miss much. It was mediocre at best.
Get the fuck out of here. Where are my fucking notes? Britt Baker won. Okay. What was the next one?
The next was the main show, first match of the show. Young
we
Bucks
both
versus
picked
Santana.
Britt Baker, by the way.
We both picked her?
Yeah, we both picked Britt Baker. Yeah.
Okay, good. So next match was the Young Bucks versus Proud and Powerful.
Okay.
By the way, that's Santana and Ortiz, in case nobody knows who the fuck that is.
Yeah. Who I thought was that other guy, Rodriguez, or who the fuck did I think it was? From TNT? TNA? Hernandez. I thought it was fucking Hernandez, dude. It's not even Hernandez. But anyway, no. I picked the Young Bucks, and you picked P&P, Proud and Powerful.
They did win.
Proud and Powerful won. Shit, so I was wrong.
I don't know why you picked the Young Bucks, because Young Bucks has been putting young talent over.
Yeah, well, I did not know that. Now that I do know that, I will never pick them again.
Well, you can still pick them. I mean.
Yeah, no, I was just fucking around.
All right, so what's the next match?
Whichever one you want. You went out of order from the get-go, so...
You can pick.
All right, we'll go in the order that they're in, and I've got them written down. Joey Janela versus Ty Dillinger, otherwise known as Sean fucking Spears. You picked Joey Janela in an upset.
And I lost.
And I picked Sean Spears. All right. Next we have the Bastard versus who did the Bastard? Oh, Adam Page.
Hangman Page.
Yeah, and we both picked the Bastard. And
we both lost there.
Oh, we both lost. That's right. Yes. Man, I saw that match, dude. That was a good match. They beat the shit out of
each
other.
Yeah, but the wrong person won. The wrong person won.
It was a good fucking match, man. I loved it. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I thought the other guy should have won, but fuck it. It was still a good match, man. I was like, shit, man, this is a hard-hitting match. As you know, I was having problems with the feed, but then I watched it at the end. Or then I started watching it live. I take that back. I started watching it live, and then it all fucked up during Jericho's match. And so then after that, I just waited till the end. And then I was able to watch the whole thing at one time. And it was good. It was good stuff. So onward we go. And also, I have found out that at the turn of the year, they're only going to do 4 pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Yeah, so from now on, I'm going to be buying them. I'm not going to fuck around with that shit, trying to fucking, you know, fucking stream it and all that. I'm just going to buy the motherfucker. Fuck it. 4 times a year, what the hell? It was fucking solid, dude. You know what I mean? It was worth the fucking $60. How much is it? $60?
Yeah, it was $60.
Yeah, I would have paid, from what I saw the other night, last week, or whatever the fuck, I would have paid $60 for that shit. That's some good shit. And I recommend you pay $60 too. Not you, Christian.
Yeah.
You, the audience. Motherfuckers. Fucking ripping shit off. Pay for that shit.
Yeah.
So, by the way, I did let go of my WWE subscription after fucking years of having it. I don't fucking need it anymore, man. I'm not watching it. Fuck them. But I digress. Next match. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Pac, we both lost that one. All right. So the next match was we picked, we had Rio versus Emi Sakura. Freddie Mercury. And we both picked Riho to win, which she did.
All right. So
then we had.
What do you thought about that match? What do you thought about that match?
I mean, it was all right. I'm not. I don't really care for the women's division just yet. It hasn't grown on me yet, but I mean. It was all right. It's okay. The one Freddie Mercury chick, man, she can fucking go. And then they were also carrying the story where it's like, you know, the teacher and the student and that type of shit. So, yeah, it was a good storytelling. And you know, of course, I think the right person won the match, too. So, yeah, those are my thoughts.
All right.
That match got 13 minutes, by the way.
Yeah.
As much time as the next match. And what did you think about the match?
I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
It was all right. It was decent.
Yeah. And so it was 13 minutes, as the same length as our next match, which was SoCal Uncensored, defeating the Lucha Brothers and Private Party. And
we were both wrong on that.
Yeah, we were both wrong on that. Fucking SoCal Uncensored. I never thought SoCal Uncensored would win because, you know, they're like the older cats. I expected them to put them over, but that didn't happen. But I'm okay with it. I am okay with the way it went down. That dude came out at the end, Christopher Daniels. came out at the end. I've always been a big fan of that guy. And so he came out at the end and put the hurt on the, which one was it? Pentagon Jr. Whatever the fuck. And so, yeah, I thought that was a very entertaining match. What did you think?
I thought it was a great match.
Yeah, yeah, no, very, very entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Rock team won.
Yeah. I wasn't fucked up about it, but yeah, I do think the Rock team won. But I wasn't fucked up about it. But I digress. Next, we had fucking Jon Moxley. No. Chris Jericho versus Cody Rhodes. Chris Jericho, of course, with Jack Hager. Jack Swagger.
Yeah.
Defeated
yeah.
Cody Rhodes, who was with MJF.
Who turned heel.
But interestingly, or oddly enough, he beat him by submission, technical submission, because they threw the towel
MJF threw
the towel in, fucking over Cody Rhodes. I thought that was brilliant. I was pissed off at the beginning. It's like, what the fuck? Then I thought about it, and I was like, well, shit, you know, this is okay, because this takes Cody's focus away from Jericho. Jericho can go on to somebody else. Cody can fucking move on to MJF, help build up MJF, because I had just seen him. I didn't really know what his fucking name was, but I had seen him. I had heard the initials MJF, but now that he did all this shit, now I know who the fuck he is. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying there, CFP?
Yeah.
Now I know
yeah.
who the fuck he is, you see, because I'm still trying to learn who the fuck these guys are. And so for me, I thought it benefited, you know, shit like that benefits motherfuckers like me, you know, because here I am, this old fucker, and I'm trying to fucking figure out who this guy is, but now I know who the fuck he is. You tell me MJF, I know he's that little fucking bastard, looks like a fucking goddamn fucking possum. But
oh my god, possum.
Yeah, he looks like a fucking possum, dude. but anyway, so yeah, now I know who he is. He fucked over Cody Rhodes, and Cody Rhodes is going to be dealing with MJF now. And, you know, hopefully they can turn this guy into a star, man. He looks like he can play the part legit. I think he looks like... So from what I've seen from the guy, he can play the part legit. What do you think about MJF?
Yeah, I think he's better than Miz.
He is kind of reminiscent of Miz. A little bit of Miz and a little bit of... there's another one that I see in him. Can't think of who. But yeah, I see a little bit of... Yeah, I see where you're going with that. But yeah, I definitely know who that guy is now. He threw in the towel and shit and made himself a star just like that. So now...
Who did you pick? Who did we pick?
We both picked fucking...
Jericho.
Chris Jericho, yeah.
There
you
go.
We both picked Jericho. And that's exactly what happened. And so he will... Apparently he'll never challenge for the AEW title, Cody.
Yeah.
However, that might change later on down the line. This is pro wrestling. So,
yeah.
And I won't have a problem with it if it does. I mean, I think Cody is doing a fucking phenomenal job, dude. Man, I never expected him to be this good. But you see, it's because, you know, of the way he was booked and everything on WWE shit. You know, it's the way they handle things over there. It's different. Much, much different. I mean, now he's in charge. Now he calls the fucking shots. He turned himself into a fucking huge baby face. It's fucking crazy. It's fucking
yeah.
crazy. He could have probably been that same baby face for fucking WWE. But they were busy with fucking Cena. You remember
yeah.
when they wouldn't give anybody else the fucking spot? It was always Cena in the fucking main event and shit. And then when it wasn't him, it was fucking CM Punk. But for what? CM Punk was never fucking winning. Or no, I'm sorry. He was never main eventing. Yeah, he was the fucking champion. But the fucking matches, it's not like he was fucking closing out the pay-per-views. It was still fucking Cena's matches. And I forgot why I started talking about that, but... But I digress. The fuck were we talking about?
We were talking about AEW. Okay. Next match in the main event, Jon Moxley versus Kenny Omega, which was the best match of the whole year.
Oh, man. Unsanctioned lights out match lasted 38 minutes. By the way, that Chris Jericho match with Cody lasted 29 minutes. So a half hour on that. And this next one was 38 minutes of fucking badassness.
Yeah.
It wasn't
Which
an anything technical.
Won?
What's that?
Which the right winner won.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. I thought it was good stuff, man. The whole thing had me glued. And it was a surprise. It was a surprise because at this time, when I stopped watching live was when the Chris Jericho match started because the feed started getting really bad. So I just turned it off. And I thought that the Moxley Omega match had already happened. So then when the replay started, the replay was coming in beautiful, beautiful. And so the replay started and I was getting ready to turn it off when next thing you know, they started playing the clip of the promos and shit for Moxley Omega. And I was like, oh, fucking A. I had forgot all about it, dude. And man, what a fucking match, dude. It had me glued to my fucking chair the whole time. The tacks. All the fucking crazy shit. The light bulbs. And I liked it. I like that kind of shit.
Yeah. Well,
so
no,
on this
great
one,
show.
We both
Who
picked
won?
Moxley. Let's see here.
I think you won.
I don't know. You got quite a few right. Oh, no, you edged me out, dude. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, it's a tie, dude.
Motherfucker, it's a tie. Oh, my
here.
God. It's a tie. Well, we all win anyway, so it was a good show either way. So
we
all
win because it was a great fucking show, and I'll tell you what, I'm gonna buy the next one so we could do a show afterwards.
Yes,
we'll be able to do a show afterwards because we'll watch that fucker live. And but yeah, that was some good stuff, man. So kudos to Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks and Chris Jericho, and who else is over there working on that shit? Those are the main guys, right? Yeah, Tony Khan. Oh, yeah, and then the cleaner. The cleaner's a part of it, too. So, yeah, kudos to all those guys for putting this shit together and bringing a great group of guys to work with them. They all put on great fucking matches, dude. I really enjoyed that John Spears and Joey Janela match, too. They were all fucking good, dude. That bastard match was fucking badass. So, yeah, man, I thought it was good shit. Good sauce. Good sauce. And we tied. It was good shit for everybody.
Yep.
So now we can do the...
A quick review. A quick review of AEW Dynamite, the post show. So, let's see. I think it started with a match. You know, it started with Jon Moxley beating a jobber, and then he cuts a promo explaining how he told everybody that he defeated Kenny Omega, and he did. That's it. Then we went to a match between, I think it was, let's see, what happened?
It was Moxley versus Michael Nakazawa.
Yeah. And then Moxley won. It was a jobber match, but still it was
right.
A good one. Then Chris Jericho came out, cut a promo, explaining how he was the champion, and how he defeated Cody Rhodes. But then MJF came out with Cody Rhodes' intro, and then they had the greatest segment of all time, greatest segment back and forth. It was like Jericho was looking at a mirror image of himself, and
yes.
Then it was official that MJF has joined Chris Jericho's faction.
Yes.
Then came Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes came out and tried to get revenge. But then a giant wrestler that's been promoted and vignetted to come to AEW attacks Cody and helps MJF. So I guess he's also a new member of the Inner Circle. Or maybe he's a bodyguard for MJF. We don't know yet.
Yes. But either way, it's good stuff.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Because
then
everything
was,
is stacked up. Everything is stacked up against Cody Rhodes.
Yeah. Then it was a women's match between Nyla Rose and some chick. It was terrible. That was the one negative thing.
Oh, yeah.
Nyla
we had
Rose
the that Darby Allin versus Sean Spears, too.
Oh, yeah. And Darby Allin challenged John Moxley for next week.
Yes.
And then we had Hangman Page versus Pac again, which I didn't like because it was a repeat match. But Pac won, which is good. Hopefully they never face each other again. And then we had a backstage segment where the Young Bucks was beating the dog shit out of the But then Santana and Ortiz got the upper hand, and one of them power-drived Matt Jackson through the fucking stage. It was gruesome,
stage,
and it was awesome.
Yeah, that was good
then the main, and then the main event. SCU versus Jericho and Sammy Guevara for the tag titles. And a shocking upset, Scorpio Sky pins, roll-up pins Jericho. So now Jericho has his first loss in AEW. And it was by Scorpio Sky. That was a big upset. And
so is that going to be the new feud for Jericho?
Possibly, yeah. Though I'm going to predict
MJF
that
because Cody Rhodes has been, you know, redirected to MJF. So do you think this guy is going to come after Jericho? Well, I beat you, so I deserve a title shot.
I guess so. But I'm also predicting that Christopher Daniels is going to turn heel on SCU because, you know, they're getting all the attention that he's not. So
he's going to be dark.
Yeah.
The Dark Angel.
Yeah. Well, all in all, that was a good show.
I rated
8 out of 10.
There was that one low light that you said, that match, Nyla Rose. Is that the one you said?
Yeah, fuck Nyla Rose. I think she's fucking garbage.
I don't like that. I don't like that. And it has nothing to do because she's a man either.
Yeah, no, she's just fucking garbage as a wrestler.
Yeah, and definitely not easy on the eyes. And then the person she wrestled it was Jobber, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see who they pair her up with. Will she eventually go in a match with Riho, you think?
No. She's going to go back to AEW Dark, possibly, or something. I don't know. Who cares about Nyla?
Yeah.
But,
that's a good show, though. I'm going to give it an 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gave it an 8 out of 10 too, my brother. But you know what?
Yeah.
We did it, dude. The show's over.
That's it. That show's over. That's a good show.
It was a great show.
Rap, dude. That's a fucking rap, man. Fucking wrap that shit up.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for listening in live on our show tonight, Radio Renegades. Join us next week for AEW Fallout. Hopefully, we do have AEW Fallout next week. And join us next week for Radio Renegades on Fridays, AEW Fallout on Wednesdays. And until then, I'm your host, Kristen from Philly. This is Minister of Sinister. Say goodnight to them.
Good night, motherfuckers. We'll see you next week.
All right. So good night, everybody. And remember to keep it real, keep it heel, and as always, keep it sexy. Good night to you all, you fucking maggots.